My name's Mick, and I'm the team lead. I'm the vicar here, and I just want to share with you while I get these microphones out of the way. Where's that doofryer? There we go. Okay. Just want to share with you before we've got a song to sing at the end. Just turn me down a little bit there. A song to sing at the end, and then the cafe. Just a thought to finish our summer off with. And this has been our theme this summer. We love church. And we've looked at different aspects of why church is good for us. And if you, as Tom said, if you look on our website, if you're interested, all the previous 5 weeks, we've been looking at why church in this modern age is good for us. Good for us, good for our families, good for our futures, good for our jobs. It's good for our lives. And today we're going to finish with this final, this morning theme. Church is good because it shows us the better life to live. Now, the better life, what does that mean to you? Well, for some people, it means different things. For some people, it's the new car. It's the Range Rover Discovery. Who here has got a 4x4 car? Would you raise your hand in the air? One, two, three, four. Listen, don't be ashamed. People are going, put your hand in the air if you've got a 4x4. Okay, who hasn't got a 4x4? There we go. Now that is a really cool car, but it's not as cool as this car. The Morris 1000 Traveller was the finest car ever produced in this country. It's British. And it felt a bit. The Morris Traveller, that's the car that I learned to drive on. I was extremely young at the time. I was 6 when I learned to drive on that. It was my father's car. It was a great car. Hand-painted at the side of the road while changing the gearbox at the same time. That is a great car. It's a great car for courting in. Now, that's an old-fashioned word, courting. Courting. That's what I used to do with my wife, but I won't go into any more details. But it happened in that car. In fact, here's a picture of me and Tricia in our Morris 1000 Traveller. I just couldn't resist that one. And that is outside our cottage in Suffolk. Actually, our car was parked outside a council house in Sheffield. But we dreamed of that. So the better life may be a car. For some people, the better life may be a bigger house. There we go. Now, that's a fantastic house. It's centrally placed in London. It's got all mod cons and about 9,000 police everywhere. And here is the staircase to number 10 Downing Street. And who's that man on the staircase? Who is that man? Anybody? David Cameron. It's Dave. There he is on the staircase. Call the referendum. Disappeared. Where is he now? Political statement there. Tricia and I, my wife and I, have been on that staircase. We have actually been to 10 Downing Street. We got halfway up the staircase for the police quarters. No, that's a joke. That's a joke. We were actually invited to a reception for some church leaders by the Prime Minister. So we're on that staircase. We actually met the Prime Minister, a lovely, lovely person. And interesting, nobody's allowed to take photographs on that staircase. You have to take your phone off you. You can't take any photographs. But that is aspiring to a better life, maybe a bigger house. Or maybe you would like this house. This is a real house. That is an introvert's dream house. Nobody can come and visit you at all. And if they do, you can sink the boat halfway across if you want. Okay, that is a real house. People actually live in that house. It's amazing, isn't it? Or maybe a better life is a bigger house for you. Or maybe It's not a car, or maybe it's not a bigger house. Maybe it's all mod cons. Maybe it's a simple thing like a dishwasher. Hands up here if you have got in your home an electronics or mechanical dishwasher. Put your hands up if you've got a dishwasher. Lots of people got dishwashers. Hands down. Hands up those who prefer this method of washing dishes. Who's got marigolds in their house? Hardly anybody. Marigolds. I don't go anywhere without marigolds. That's me there washing the dishes. I don't go, he's fine, don't worry about him. I don't go anywhere without my marigolds, except we just come back off holiday, and the holiday house we went in was a great house, had a great time. When we got there, we were told the dishwasher had broken. I nearly walked out. He said, really sorry, the dishwasher's broken. It won't be, we're having a new one delivered in 1 week, with 2 weeks, 1 week's time. I'm thinking, 1 week without a dishwasher? What are we going to do? Anyway, Google saved the day. I Googled, how do you wash dishes without a dishwasher? Came up, saw the video, man washing dishes in the old-fashioned way. It's the Morris Thousand Traveler way of washing dishes. It was great. So maybe you like all mod cons. Maybe that's the better life for you. Now, some people would think maybe the better life is more than that. It's something to do with what's happening on your inside, not necessarily just on the outside, not just about the stuff we've got. Nothing wrong with dishwashers, cars, houses, nothing wrong with that at all. But it's something to do with the inside of your life. Now, Jesus had, I'll mention Jesus because we're in a church. You're going to get something about God. Jesus had a lot to say about the better life. And he said this once to a group of people. I came so that they, us now, and those people you speak to 2,000 years ago, can have a real and eternal life. So this better life is something, it's real. It's not make-believe. And it's something eternal. It's something that lasts forever and ever. Get your head around that. But he went on and said a little bit more. He said this, it's a more and better life than they ever dreamed of. It's something more than the car, the house, the holiday, the dishwasher, or whatever it is. It's something that's happening on the inside. And 6 weeks ago, when we started this summer series, I put this guy on the screen. Who's this? Who's going to win the Grand Prix at Monza? The Germans will not win. Okay? They will not win. And this is what Lewis Hamilton said, and I quoted this 6 weeks ago. I go with a couple of my close friends to church. We meet, we go for breakfast, and then we go to church together. We leave most often feeling enlightened and empowered. Most of the time you leave and you're like, wow, I know where I'm going. So this better life is something about the inside, something to do with our spirit, something about who I am, and it's something about having direction, knowing where I'm going in my life. We started 6 weeks ago with this phrase that we love church because it shows us that God is real, that God is Jesus, and that God is with us. And we're going to finish this 6 weeks, this summer series, with saying that again. God is real. God is Jesus. God is with us. Could we say that together, please, all together? God is real. God is Jesus. God is with us. But not only that, God is real. God is Jesus. And the God life is the better life. Whatever age you are, you may be in church now, first time, or just exploring, come for baptisms, and you may think, well, I'm in my 50s, 60s, 70s now. It's never too late. I've met lots of people over the years who have gone to church occasionally, but something's happened in their life, and at an older age, have come to a realization that Jesus can give them, in that moment, this better life. If that's you, I'd love to talk to you at the end. I'm going to finish in a few moments. I'd love to speak to you and pray with you that you would have that better life today. But we also want to invite you next week to come again. Next week is Welcome Back Sunday. The summer is over. We start the new autumn term. Welcome is our month of September, welcoming everyone into the church, which shows people the better life, but also to welcome people on a course we do here called Alpha. Millions of people across the world have done this course. It's about 9 weeks here. In the last 8 years, we've had around 2,000 people come on this course. It's an introduction to the Christian faith, but also those who've been coming to church, it's a refresher on this better life faith. So we'd love to invite you to that. Information at the reception desk. You should have on you a little slip of red paper. What I'd love you to do sometime today, we're going to finish with a song in a moment, is write something on that paper, something that is precious to you, where you would like to know God's new, better life in your life. Maybe it's something you really want to say privately to God. Write it on there, fold it up. That'll be your prayer to God, just between you and God, that you would know His better life. So we'd love to invite you to keep joining us at church. Join us to really experience this better life. I'm going to ask the band to come out. I'm going to pray for us right now. If you're next to somebody you know, I'd love you to hold their hand in a moment. I'm going to ask you to stand in a moment. So when we stand, we're going to hold hands. Yes, it's okay. It's allowed. We're in church. We're going to hold hands. So why don't we stand together? Okay. Could you give me a... Okay, if you're next to someone you know, children, hold on. Nearly finished. Hold hands with someone. Just going to say a prayer for us. God, thank you that on this day when Rory and Thomas were baptized and welcomed into the church, we ask that all of us would, in our own way, experience your better life. As we heard from the guy on the screen, and even Lewis Hamilton goes to church. It's a great thing, church. It's a great thing, church. So maybe we would commit ourselves this autumn to be part of church and receive the goodness and kindness that changes life for the better. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.